Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
You to go get your blessing on this evening. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody on the line tonight. Amen. We want to welcome y'all to the revival that just won't stop. Bless the Lord on tonight. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. And we going to keep going. Praise God. Hallelujah. To the Lord, they shut it down. Praise God, if he ain't said set it down yet. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all y'all that's called in, everybody out there that's tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, everybody tuned in on YouTube. We thank God for y'all on today. Praise God. We're going to get this party started on tonight. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, just simply for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we simply ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us as it always is, that it lead us and guide us as it always does. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing your anointing to flow freely on the line on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your high and your holy word on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you once again just for being in our presence, just for being in our midst, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We lift you up. You said, Lord, if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. So we lift you up on tonight, Lord. We magnify you. We worship you, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we glorify your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He is truly worth to be praised. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome y'all, amen, to the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Based out of, amen, Long Beach, California, over there on the West Coast. Praise God. Led by the Apostle Elgin A. Kirby. Praise God. This is the revival that just won't stop. I am your host, Elder Andre. I thank God for all of y'all that have tuned in tonight, everybody who has called in tonight. Hallelujah. If you haven't had an opportunity to call in and be a part of our services, praise God, we invite you to do so on at this time. You can call any of those three numbers on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you can be a part of the service tonight. You can get your prayer request on the throne of grace, praise God. If you got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, we invite you to call in and give that testimony on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. And we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. So if you're going to call in, praise God, this would be the time to start calling in, praise God. As we get ready to go to the scripture on tonight, praise God, hallelujah. We're going to Mark 11 and 24 on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord says, switch it up real quick. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark 11 and 24. Praise God. Just one scripture is what we're going to read tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go before the throne of grace. And it reads, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we come before the throne of grace, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord says, amen. He says, remind everybody that having a prayer life, praise God, hallelujah, it's more than just asking. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Having a prayer life is more than just asking. Praise God. It's also believing. Praise God, hallelujah. He says the reason why a lot of people have been praying, hallelujah, and haven't received what they've been asking God for is they don't believe God for what they're asking him for. Praise God. You ever asked somebody for some money and you knew it wasn't going to give it to you? Praise God. God say that's the way you pray. You pray to me as if you know I'm not going to do, hallelujah, amen, what you asking me to do and then complain about me when I don't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the truth is the only person holding up your blessing is you. Hallelujah. Because you don't believe. He said, what things ye desire when you pray, believe, praise God, hallelujah, that you have received them. Now that's key word. You got to look at the key words in the text, hallelujah, amen, because he's saying, believe that you have received them. In other words, when you pray for something, then you need to act as if you have already received whatever you pray to God for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So you have to act as if God has already answered your prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Elder, how can I show God? Now, he said, what if I believe? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe that I've already received it. Hallelujah. How can I show God that I believe that I've already received whatever I prayed to him for? It's simple. You praise him for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you asking God for healing, praise God. Hallelujah. You praise him for being healed in the midst of your sickness. Bless the name of the Lord. If you asking God for a financial blessing, praise God. Hallelujah. You praise him in the midst of your financial struggle. Hallelujah, praise God, as if you're not in a financial bind. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You walk with your head, your shoulders straight and your head up as if you got it all together. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible says when you fasting, and when he's talking about that fasting, he ain't talking about the regular fasting you do on Wednesday. Hallelujah, and then you start even getting sick. He was talking about the fasting when you open up the refrigerator, ain't nothing in that out. You ain't got no choice but to fast, praise God. He said, don't be like the hypocrites and fix your faces if you going through something so people will feel sorry for you. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, no, you need to put on your best clothes, wash your face, hallelujah, put on your cologne, and walk around as if nothing's wrong. That's showing God, I got faith. I got a strong belief in you. I got confidence in you that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what situation I'm in, you're going to bring me out of that situation. Praise, hallelujah. Praise is a powerful thing. The Lord has been on praise for the last few weeks, praise God, because praise is a powerful thing. Hallelujah. Your praise, the Lord says, let me know you believe that I've already done it. And once I believe, I don't want no fake praise. I don't want no fake hallelujah. Praise God. If you believe in your heart that I've already done, hallelujah, praise God. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah, praise God. Then your praise comes out of your heart, and you begin to rejoice because you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, I have healed you. You know beyond the shadow of a doubt, I have delivered you. Hallelujah. Remember when you shouted, when you found out you was going to heaven, regardless of your sin? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you found out I died, hallelujah, so that you could get it into heaven, that you ain't got to worry about your sin record no more, that I've already taken care of it. You shouted for eternal life. You shouted about them golden gates. You shouted about them golden streets, praise God. You shouted about them many mansions. Hallelujah. Just like you shouted for what's coming in the afterlife, I want you to shout for what I got coming for you in this life. I need you to rejoice about the here and now. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, hallelujah, one day, praise God, hallelujah, it will be the resurrection. But Jesus said, today, I am the resurrection, praise God. I'm here right now. I'm here to fulfill the desires of your heart right here on earth. Praise God, hallelujah. If you believe me for it, I will manifest it in your life. Hallelujah. It's all about what you believe. Praise God. Once you put that prayer in, put a praise on. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to start putting a praise on that thing, hallelujah. And when you begin to put a praise on that thing, you're going to see God move in your life, hallelujah. You're going to see the blessings of the Lord begin to manifest right before your very eyes, hallelujah. And you're going to be beginning to praise him some more, hallelujah, praise God. And start praising him for things that you ain't even asking for yet, hallelujah, praise God, because you know that God is going to open that door, that God is going to make those crooked paths straight, that God is going to make a way out of no way, that he may not come when you think he ought to come, but he's always on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, don't forget to put a praise on that thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to show God the night that you already know he done worked it out. Hallelujah. You need to make him believe that you believe it tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So as we open up the phone lines on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's come with it. Hallelujah. That attitude of gratitude. The phone lines are now. Will there be one on tonight? That's the name of the Lord. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Bless the name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have no testimonies and no prayer requests at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Move forward with the service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all of y'all that's called in and tuned in to tonight thus far. Praise God. If you don't know what you're watching and you don't know what you're listening to, this is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. We've been doing this since May 11th. Bless the name of the Lord. And we're still going strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep going. Hallelujah. Amen. Until the Lord gives us the go ahead. Hallelujah, to stop. But until he gives us the go ahead, we're going to be right here every night, 5 p.m. Pacific. Hallelujah. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. Hallelujah. Whether you're out there on Blog Talk, whether you're out there on YouTube, or whether you're calling into the phone line, be here every night at those same times. We invite y'all to join us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And be a part of the movement of God in 2021. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all tonight. We're going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to introduce the speaker. We're going to have a selection out of our music, and then we're going to hear the word of God on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all tonight simply for allowing us to be in your presence. For you stand in your word, and when two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. Hallelujah. We simply ask on tonight, hallelujah, that you touch each and every person that's present in each individual way. We praise you, hallelujah, for already working out whatever request we have made on the throne. Hallelujah. We praise you for it. We believe that we have received our request. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it at this time. We magnify you for it at this time. We lift your name up for it at this time. Lord, you said that if we lift you up, that you would lift us up. So we lift you up on tonight. We lift you up high and holy. You are truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You're truly worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do the things that you did, but you did them anyway. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. We can't tell you enough how much we love you. We can't praise you enough, Lord, because your word, hallelujah, you are God and God alone. God all by yourself. Hallelujah. You are else to that. Glory to God. The great Elohim. Hallelujah. And Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name on the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're out there wherever you at, you need to just take a second. Hallelujah, and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah, you need to take a second and magnify the Lord where you are, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, he's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah, and Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we love you. Lord, you are just worthy on tonight. Hallelujah, and we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. For those of you that are just now joining us, hallelujah, amen, getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word on tonight, hallelujah, amen, is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of, praise God, hallelujah, Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the building, praise God, but we represent from coast to coast. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine. Hallelujah. The Apostle Elvis A. Kirk. Immediately, hallelujah, following this next event. Amen. The next voice you will hear will be that, hallelujah, of none other than the Apostle himself, Elvis A. Curry. Praise the Lord on tonight. How many of you know we have come too far? Hallelujah. And you can't give up now. Bless the name of the Lord. Apostle, you're on the line. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We still waiting on the apostle to join us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you know God provides?
God provides. So why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times. Every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, He will provide before your eyes. Oh, He will, He will.
Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the hands of the man of God. Apostle Corey, it is in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Amen, amen. Come on and give God some praise, everybody. Come on and bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right now,
hallelujah.
Amen. Aren't you glad tonight that he provides? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
He will provide.
Amen.
No matter what the condition is, no matter what the situation says, God will provide. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He will make a way out of no way. Amen. He has done it so many times before, and he is still doing it right now today. Amen. How many of you know that no matter what it is, he will provide? Somebody give God
the
praise.
He will provide. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We give God praise tonight. We thank him. We glorify him. We bless him. Amen. And we give him praise. Amen. To my dear brother, Elder Andre, God bless you, sir. Amen. And to all the people of God tonight. Amen. I send you love and greetings. From the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We have such an awesome time this morning. I mean, you are still eating on what God gave us this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is awesome. Amen. Before we go further into the Word of God tonight, I just wanted to see if anybody wanted to comment on what God spoke to us this morning. Amen. That was so awesome. What God spoke to us this morning. I wanted to see if anybody had anything they wanted to say on that. Concerning the discernment and the spirit of discernment and how God wants us to really be in tune with the spirit of discernment that he has given us. Come on here, somebody. There's such a deception in the land that we need that discernment. Because we have three entities speaking to us at all times, and that we have God speaking to us, then we have the devil speaking to us, and then we have our flesh, our self speaking to us. And so we got to be able to discern who's speaking to us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We know that God always speaks according to his word. So when the Lord speaks to us, he speaks to us through our what? Word. Amen. Through his word. So
amen.
His voice will be in alignment with his word. So we know it's God when we hear the word of God speaking to us. Then we have the enemy, which is always contrary to the word. Amen. So we know it is not God when it's against the word. Because God is never against himself. Come on here, somebody. So that only leaves
one
other party. Amen. That only leaves one other party, and that is ourself. Come on here, somebody. What self want to do? Self is always about I, me. Amen. What I want. Amen. And we got to make sure that I don't come between us and God, because I can come between us and God when we put I before him. Come on here, somebody. If we put ourselves before him, then it's us and not him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Usually you'll know that it's self, because self will be kicking and screaming about what God want to do, because usually it's something that I don't want to do. Amen. That's why we got to bring this your body under subjection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about that. But I want to talk about tonight I was trying to leave room for anybody that had anything that they wanted to say in here.
And
I want y'all to feel free.
Pops, yeah. Then the dishes, Yolanda. I talked
okay.
to Linda. She said her cell phone won't let her call the Fairline. And Giovanni came in drunk, and he took the house phone off the hook all night, and they had to charge up. She wanted us to pray for her and Giovanni.
Yes. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we pray right now, God, that you would intervene quickly, Father God, that you would rush in quickly. Father, we thank you for rebuking the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. And the blood is still against you. Father, we loose your angels. It's just a Linda in her household. Lord God, we thank you. We give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father, that you would make the crooked places straight. God, that you would straighten that out, Lord. That the enemy would not be able to block your word from going forth. We thank you right now, Lord God. And we give you praise. And we thank you, Lord. And we chop that demon down right now. We cut the legs off from under you. And we bind you hand and feet, devil. You will not be victorious in this situation. God has the final say so. And the blood prevails against you right now. And we thank you, Father, for sending help under the book. Send help, God, right away. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that the enemy is just mad because of the word? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many of you know that nothing can stop the word of God?
Amen.
That God's word is going to prevail no matter what. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's why it's praying time. That's why it's discerning time. That's why God says to us, discern. Because we're going to have to really be able to recognize how the enemy is moving in this hour. You know, something came to me. Earlier today, as I was getting ready for tonight, God was saying that discernment is also very important because it helps us discern the Lord's Supper. You know, we just partook of the Lord's Supper. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes.
Amen. God is saying that our gift of discernment, it's going to help us to understand how to even give more honor to the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
So come with me right quickly. And we're not going to be long tonight. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We give you praise tonight and glory. We thank you, Father, for the anointing of your word. We thank you, Lord, for your word going forth. You say you sent your word and you healed us. So we thank you for the healing power that is in your word tonight. We give you praise and glory, Father. Hallelujah. We ask you tonight, Lord, to move by your spirit, Lord, to move by your power, Lord. We ask you tonight to bind every tactic and scheme and trick of the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Somebody give God a praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We thank you tonight. And we thank you that our discernment, God, hallelujah, that it is king tonight. And we thank you, Father, that we can recognize the good from the bad, hallelujah. The truth from the faith, Lord, hallelujah. We give you praise. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Glory to God tonight. Come on and meet me in 1 Corinthians 11. Beginning with verse 27. Man, tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm asking God tonight to be a hedge, be a fence around us. Lord God, we thank you tonight for your protection. Your protection is in the blood. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah tonight. I want everybody to come into agreement with me tonight that the Lord's protection.
Amen.
Through the blood. And because we have the blood in us, God says we are protected from the enemy. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 The Lord said that the blood is our protection. It is so much wickedness in the land, over the land. But God says, I'm going to protect you through my blood. Come on here, somebody. So we're thanking God tonight. Because how many know that that all power is in the blood? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We have the Holy Spirit and we have the blood. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the Lord's body is nothing without his spirit? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So you can have the body, but if you don't have the spirit that give life to the body, you still don't have the fullness of him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord says, I've given you my spirit through the Holy Ghost to give life to my body. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then I got to use my discernment to make sure that I'm in a position to take part of the body. Come on here, somebody, to be able to eat the bread and to drink the blood. Come on here, somebody.
And
First Corinthians 11, verse 27. Is everybody there? I want y'all to see this, how the Lord is showing it to me. And it's gonna bless your soul, because in this hour, while many are going to be sick, God said you're not going to be sick. You're going to be healthy. Come on, everybody. You're going to be whole. You're going to be healed. Somebody lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you
for my healing.
For my healing.
Right now.
Right now.
Somebody give them praise if you know you're healed right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, shout out to the cool Sando. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm saying wrap yourself up in the promises of his word. Glory to God. He says by his stripes we are healed. So we're only saying what he is saying to us, and we're only walking in what he said for us to walk in. Amen. So therefore, God is saying you're going to be the beneficiary to what I've already spoken over your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 27 says, so then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Now, what this is talking about is that if you've taken the bread and the blood and have not repented of all of your sin, this is talking about unforgiveness. This is talking about a non-repenting heart. But because we have repented, and because we have no unforgiveness in our heart, this does not apply to us. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad tonight, beloved, that there's nothing between you and God tonight?
Amen.
Yes.
Because we have rightfully discerned the Lord's body. Come on and give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in verse 28, it says, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So because we did that, there was nothing blocking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, if there's anything that I've done, forgive me.
Lord, if anything I've done, forgive me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And see, that's what keeps that constant flow there. See, that's what keeps God able to move for us the way he does. He said, because the minute you repent, it's forgiven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the enemy can't use nothing against us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it keeps our minds and hearts free. Can I share something with you, beloved?
Yeah.
While we're in this vein?
Amen.
The Lord shared that with me about cancer. He said cancer comes when we don't forgive. When we hold in unforgiveness. Because it eats us up where? From the inside. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
That's why the Bible says, forgive. Because unforgiveness will eat you alive. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And all kind of sicknesses come through unforgiveness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's why God tells us to forgive, because he don't want the enemy to get an advantage over us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because the enemy knows that the anointing can't operate if we are in unforgiveness, or if we got malice or anger in our heart towards somebody. God says that turned into what? A dis-ease. A dis-ease. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So the reason why we're dis-ease is because we got anger or hurt or unforgiveness on the inside that we won't let go, and it is eating us now from the inside out. So God is saying, when we release all that and partake of the Lord's Supper, guess what follows after that? Healing follows. Come on here, somebody. Healing flows out of that. Come on here, somebody. Sorrow have nothing that can become a blockage between me and God, because I've already what? Forgiven. I've already did what I needed to do. That's why the Bible says examine ourselves. Verse 28. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse 29. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of the anointing, eat and drink judgment on themselves. Come on here, somebody. The Lord says, if you don't discern, then I'm going to discern for you. That's what the Bible says, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. And then verse 30 says, that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. Now that word asleep actually in that particular context means dead, because of not discerning the Lord's body properly, or not confessing unconfessed hurt, unconfessed sin, and then not repenting, God does all of that, and then eating the Lord's body on top of that. But the Lord said, the minute we confess, we are cleansed, we are washed. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight that God is saying we have a clean slate, that we are washed in the blood? Aren't you glad tonight that God is saying that the sicknesses that is upon the land will not come upon you? He said, because I already see the blood over you. I already see the blood on you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Verse 31, he said, but if we were more discerning, come on here, somebody. Verse 31, but if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, use your discernment to discern, to know, look here, this is right, this is wrong. Lord, amen, forgive me. Lord, put me in a right place with you. Lord, I want to do right. Somebody thank God for his discernment tonight.
Thank you, Lord, for your discernment.
Hallelujah. And then God said, if you discern yourself, he said, then you would not come under such judgment of how God is going to judge. See, when we judge ourselves with the discernment that God has given us. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
God is saying, use the discernment that I've given you so that you would not be judged with the world. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the world is being judged right now?
Amen.
Beloved, the world is under the judgment of God because of his disobedience. I want y'all to catch this tonight. the discernment that God has given us will keep us from being judged with the world. Wow.
Amen.
That was worth the price of admission right there. Y'all didn't catch that. God, that I've given you the discernment so that when the world is judged, you won't be judged with the world because you will be walking in the discernment that I've given you.
Amen.
Did everybody catch that?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then verse 32 says, nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned. The word condemned means to be destroyed with the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm going to share this and then I'm going to close.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. How many know that the Lord's Supper is not for our flesh, it's for our spirit?
Amen.
Yeah. Let me say that again. How many of you know that the Lord's Supper is not for our flesh, but for our spirit? See, the spirit man gets fed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because we do it in remembrance of him. How many of you know that you got to eat him to become him?
Amen.
I don't know if y'all heard me tonight. I said, how many know that you got to eat him to become him?
Amen.
Amen.
You notice how the discipleship dwindled when the Lord got to talk about his supper? At first it was 120. Then it went down to 70. And then it got down to 12. Come on. Right.
Amen.
And that came about because of communion. He said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you can't have no part with me. They listened to what he said, and they said, that's a hard saying. So they started leaving. Because how many know that a lot of them want to get that close to him?
Man.
They just wanted him to feed them and work miracles. Lord, we ain't trying to get that close to you. What are you talking about? Eating of your flesh and drinking your blood. We just want you to feed us. We just want you to do miracles. We're not trying to be come you. We're not trying to eat of your flesh and drink of your blood so we can know you more better. Hallelujah. But I mean, know that that's what it takes in order to really know him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So come on and give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. All right, come on and clap those hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So that's why God tells us to repent before we drink of his blood and eat of his flesh, because he don't want nothing in the way of him and us. Come on here, somebody. God said, I don't want nothing between us.
Amen.
So the minute we confess, everything is what? Cleansed. So therefore, there's nothing now between us and him. And now we can partake and eat that our spirit man may be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. How many are glad that there's nothing in between us and God tonight? Come on here, somebody. Somebody thank him for the blood. Somebody thank him for the bread. Come on here, somebody.
Thank
Hallelujah,
for the
God.
Blood. Thank you for the bread.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Mama. Hallelujah.
Man, God said, when I see the blood, he said, when I see it, come on here, somebody. And how many know every time we take communion, every time we partake of the bread, that God sees his covenant, that God sees himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many of you are happy about that tonight? Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we got to thank him for the spirit of discernment, because it helps us to what? Discern the Lord's body. Come on. This discernment is for everything. Come on here, somebody. Whatever we do in the natural and the supernatural, we need discernment in order to make the right decision. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your sweet name.
Yeah.
Come on, lift your hands and give God praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
We are blessed tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. We are blessed tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that we know the good from the evil, Glory to God, and how to take what? Communion. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name tonight. Thank the Lord for freeing you, beloved, because I feel the spirit of freedom.
Thank you.
It's all over the line tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God for freedom tonight.
Thank
Lord,
you,
I thank
God
you for my freedom,
freedom,
Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody feel that freedom on the line tonight? Lord, thank you for making me free, Lord. Thank you for the spirit of freedom that I feel, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, though. Amen.
Because the Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. So God has released the spirit of freedom on the line tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we bless the Lord on tonight. And we give him praise and glory and honor and adoration. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Yes, Lord. Come on in, Elder. Amen. Come on in, Elder Andrew, while the Spirit of God is moving. Amen. Come on in.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To be able to discern, hallelujah, the Lord's supper on today. Praise
yes,
God, hallelujah. You know what the Lord talked in my spirit when you said that, apostle, praise God? He said,
what's that mean?
He said in the physical, they taking the Lord's Supper. They taking the body, hallelujah, and they drinking the blood. But in the spiritual, they only taking the body, hallelujah. In other words, they look like Jesus on the outside. They Christ-like on the outside. But they haven't taken the blood. It's not on the inside. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. What do you say? You talk like you near me, but your heart is far from me. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to take the whole thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember when he told them you got to drink of this cup and everybody got scared? I'm talking about when the two brothers, praise God. Hallelujah. James and John, the mama came and said, can you promise my kids a seat on the left and the right? And he said, if they want a seat on the left and the right, they got to drink of the cup I drink of, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But wasn't it you that said, what's in that cup? Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to look and see what's in that cup before you drink out that cup. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to be able to discern. Hallelujah. Amen. What's going on? Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people say they're ready. They ain't ready. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's why you got to ask the Lord to get you ready. Pray. If your heart ain't right, this ain't for you. That's just the bottom line. I don't know how else to put it. Praise God. If your heart ain't in the right place, going to church ain't going to help you. Taking communion ain't going to help you. Praying ain't going to help you because your heart ain't right. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Self-examination. Get your heart right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can't do it. You got to ask the Lord to do this. You got to offer yourself enough to say, I can't fix myself. Hallelujah. I can't fix myself, Lord. I need you to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word on the servant. Hallelujah. Of your Lord's Supper on tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We pray. Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen the man of God. Continue to drop this spiritual knowledge into his heart, mind, and soul to deliver to your people, Lord. And we praise you and we magnify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. We want to open up the line at this time. If anybody has any comments, any questions, praise God. Now would be the time. The phone line is open.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for all my family and friends. I thank the Lord for what he's doing for me now and what he has done for me. I just want to thank the Lord, and I want to ask the Lord to please heal, live the stomach, help her, and make Giovanni behave, make him behave, and just shut her down and stop upset this moment. Thank the Lord. But everything he has blessed me with and everybody else, thank the Lord that we put out these fires and help the Lord. Lord, I ask you to please put out the fires. Help the people. Fix it for Sister Catherine. Fix it for Sister Virgin. Fix it for Sister Alberta. Please, Lord, whoever might need you right now, go in the nursing homes and the hospitals, the jails and the prisons. Please, Lord, somebody needs you. Please protect all of us. Please help all the homeless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Kathleen on tonight. Praise God. Oh, that's Sister Yolanda. I'm sorry, that's Sister Yolanda. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Yolanda on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or another comment or maybe a question on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord on today. We truly thank God for the word of God that is went forth. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God. And we thank God for each and every last one of you that has chosen to tune in with us on today. Praise God. We will be back here on tomorrow night. Amen. Same time, same channel. Praise God. With another word from God on the revival that just refuses to stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to, if you haven't sown your seed already, go ahead and get that seed sown. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time. He's going to give you his final announcements and the benediction. Apostle, it's back in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, you with us? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if we might have gotten disconnected. Amen. But we bless God. Hallelujah. Anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for the message. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Like I said, we'll be back on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With another word from God, Apostle Curry will be back delivering another word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you there, Apostle? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the
Lord. Yes.
Praise
Amen. God. Glory to God. Amen. We thanking God tonight.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. We thanking God tonight. Amen. I just pray that tonight that God show us how it's so important for us in this hour to follow and flow in the spirit of discernment. Amen. And I'm going to show you something else to tell you right quickly. When we all flow together, it's a beautiful, thank you, Lord, it's what the body needs. Because everything functions together. Amen. Amen. When we flow in the spirit of discernment, amen, it's keen not only for us, but for each other. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because it allows us to see things that will, you know, allow us to miss the attacks of the enemy. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in 1 Corinthians 11, Paul was saying to them, he said, now, if you operate in your discernment, the Lord's body is going to work in the place of a healing balm for you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Actually, everything we really need is in the body. Come on here, somebody. We just got to take it in the rightful manner in what the Lord is telling us to take it in. Take it in the love and in the consideration that he done it in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are there any more comments or? Anything anybody want to say before I dismiss? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And by all means, child of God, get your seed in. If you ever got your seed in, get your seed in the anointed ground, in the anointed word of God, so it can continue to flow for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So if there's no more comment, amen, I'm going to pray us out. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for what our heart understands, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of discernment. We thank you for the gift of discernment. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a clearer picture, a greater understanding, Father, so that we may walk in your word, God. We give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. And Lord, bless all those who are not able to come online tonight, Lord. Whatever the situation is, Lord, we thank you for giving them the victory in it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We send your word over there where they are tonight, God. We thank you for your angels, God, that are at work. What I'm saying to one?
Yes.
I say it to all. Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy. Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love
you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give God a shout and a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. You are now dismissed until tomorrow night at 5. Amen. Glory to God. I want y'all to really get in on this active question because it's gonna build us up. It's going to build you up. Because the greater your understanding, the greater your power will be in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So we praise God on tonight. Amen. I love you.
Love you too.
Amen. And stay in the spirit of discerning, recognizing, so that we can flow in the power that God left us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll see everybody tomorrow night. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you.
Come on, Mike. Do them up like this. Come on. Here we go. Next.
For your patience and kindness and favor and
Jesus.
Somebody told me that you would wash all my sins.
Hallelujah.
And cleanse me from the scars that are so deep within. So I'm calling to you. If you can hear me, I don't know how.
He's never too busy. Like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army is behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl that feels their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
Hallelujah. shifting, shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. Shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking.
Shifting the atmosphere.
One more time.
Bible said there would be earthquakes and godlessness. The words of the song said Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
My God, goodness, ready for that. My God, goodness. heart and run.